It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last week, we talked about the class of 2012, which graduates this month into one of the worst job markets in a decade. Dana Sullivan, Kilroy, sent some advice from Reno. I'm a freelance writer with 15 years experience writing for women's magazines, but in the last few years, the work has slowed dramatically. I decided to go back to school to learn some new tools, and now I'm midway through a master's degree in interactive journalism. I'm learning to use all sorts of tools that I know will help me find work when I finish in December. My advice? Never stop learning. Who knows when you might learn that one relevant skill that will make you more attractive to employers. After our conversation with columnist E.J. Dionne about Stand Your Ground laws and whether a politician's stance on guns affects how people vote, Jason Kirpelman in Baltimore wrote, "Every control your guest advocated is already in place, and he is feckless himself in misstating the role of Stand Your Ground laws. In terms of whether a candidate's stance on guns affects my vote for them, as soon as I hear the words rational gun control, I know I'm listening to a liar. We already have it. We only need enforce it." But Paul Moss disagreed. He wrote from Sacramento, "I'm a gun owner who's a recreational shooter. The notion that we live in a society where a gun is a necessity in order to protect our property and to defend ourselves while walking down the street is false. Why is everyone so scared? It's this fear that seems to be the problem, not gun ownership." And finally, when we spoke with violinist Joshua Bell about the transition from soloist to conductor, Judy emailed with this remembrance. "When I was a child, my parents took me to see Stravinsky conduct the Chicago Symphony. The audience spent a lot of time rustling. Then, with no prior notice, a tiny ancient figure was brought out front by two young men, one on each arm. The little man at the podium took up his baton and paused with thousands of pairs of eyes riveted upon him. About two bars into the music, the little man straightened up and through the course of the piece of music seemed to grow. By the end, he looked a good 2 feet taller, and I will forever identify that experience with the phrase, 'Here, there be giants.' My regards to Joshua Bell, another giant of music." As always, if you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. This is Talk of the Nation, which is produced by John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Monica Bushman, Priska Neely, Peter Kirkhausen, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Polanle Omoshore is our intern. Gwen Newton is the director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. And in New York, Neil Rauch. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, guest host Jennifer Ludden, The Right Way to Do Special Education. Join us for that. I'll see you again on Thursday. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.